streaming into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An intense search for the suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan. Police have released clear surveillance video of his face.
Sources say he arrived in New York November 24th on a bus that originated in Atlanta. Greyhound saying in a statement, we are fully cooperating with authorities on this active investigation. Police are investigating whether the shooter left the city on a bus after the killing.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Seoul, South Korea. Protesters outside the National Assembly calling on President Yoon Suk-yeol to resign for his botched attempt to impose martial law. An arson attack at a synagogue in Melbourne, Australia. The Australian Prime Minister condemning the anti-Semitic attack. Police are searching for two suspects. This morning's report from the Labor Department showing the U.S. added 227,000 jobs in November. That's more than the 208,000 that analysts expected. This is ABC News. It's the end of an era for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. After more than 150 shows across five continents, Swift's last show will take place in Vancouver over the weekend. Author Rob Sheffield says it's a bittersweet ending.
People have been thriving on the energy of it, town to town, night after night, even not being there, just kind of tuning in for the live streams and the gossip. And so it's kind of a period of mourning as well as celebration.
Swift's Eras Tour book sold more than 800,000 copies in its opening week during Thanksgiving. The only other nonfiction launch that was larger was A Promised Land by former President Obama. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris will soon be open to visitors. The city's gearing up for a days-long reopening celebration this weekend. Architects and restoration crews spent years rebuilding the iconic cathedral after a fire in 2019. President-elect Trump and First Lady Jill Biden expected to attend the festivities. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, filling in for Austin Brume. I'm Joel Karnick. We're brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Lots to do this weekend. Red Hagen's with his annual charity Christmas concert Saturday night and Sunday. That's at the Medford High School, and that'll benefit the local Legion Post there in Medford. The Phillips Christmas Parade is going on tonight in Phillips. Christmas in the Village in Butternut starts at 9 tomorrow morning. Get your maps and where to go today or tomorrow morning before 9 o'clock at the Village Hall in Butternut. Christmas Bazaar at United Methodist Church in Phillips tomorrow from 11 to 2. And the Cookie Walk is tomorrow from 9 to 11 at the Rock of Ages Church on Highway 70 West in Minocqua. Wisconsin ranks 26th in the nation for wind energy, generating far less than neighboring states. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Wisconsin has about 900 megawatts of installed wind capacity compared to our neighbors who produce more than 10,000 megawatts. Experts say better wind resources in neighboring states and lower solar costs, enticing the state to invest in other projects, contribute to that lag. Wisconsin farms are also smaller than those in the Great Plains states, says Sam Denisky with Renew Wisconsin, which is a unique challenge.
You can't just put two turbines right next to each other, right? The atmospheric dynamics requires a little bit more spacing in between turbines. And in order to do that, you know, you need a little bit more land.
Denisky says the state's wind potential is high, though. Some Wisconsin utilities have already added wind options to their portfolios and all have set goals to reduce carbon emissions. At least a handful of wind energy projects are planned for the state in the coming year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at minocquacars.com.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi from Ford Field in Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Lions kicking a last-second field goal to win 34-31. It was a back-and-forth game all night. Detroit jumping out to a 17-7 lead. But in the second half, Keyshawn Nixon intercepted a Jared Goff pass, and the Packers offense scored to take the lead. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway and converting that into points. But ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow.
So the Packers are now 9-4, but running back Josh Jacobs, who scored 3 touchdowns, thinks they could face the Lions here in the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to see them again. We're going to see them again. That's the beauty of it all, you know, take these feelings, process them, and go back to work.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College Hoops, Marquette hosts Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And in other sports notes, the Shawamigan girls get their second win on the year last night as they get a 45-43 win over Bruce last night in non-conference action. In boys action, limited schedule, Cumberland beat Ashland 61-51. It was Mellon winning over Northwood 59-55, and the Rib Lake boys, they topped Edgar 60-49. The hockey team of Lakeland beats Medford 5-0. The wrestling team of Lakeland, Triangular, they took on Elko, beat them 66-12, and then took on Florence and defeated them in wrestling 59-11. Team Seal Hockey tonight hosting Ironwood, 7 o'clock. They'll drop the puck at the Park Falls Rec Arena. The Shawamigan boys and girls basketball teams will host Marathon with girls at 5:30 and the varsity boys at 7 o'clock. And the Phillips boys and girls also. Busy night there with a couple of JV and a couple of varsity games starting at 5:45 tonight as they'll host Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. And that's a look at your 98Q Country Sports. You can find audio and much more on the sports scene at 98QCountry.com. Mike Clemens, our Civic Media's very own from Detroit, talking about last night's game. He's up in just a few moments here.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. It's getting late into the deer season, and of course, the muzzleloader season is going to be wide open for those hunters that want to take to the woods with a single shot. But there's one variable for muzzleloaders that does not change. I'll tell you what it is. But first,
sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Muzzleloader hunters are going to find that there is one variable that never changes, and that's because you are hunting during the late season. And that is the deer just don't seem to want to move during the day. They go nocturnal. And what that means is that they're feeding during low light periods, no light periods, and they're bedding down all day long. They become very stationary, and that's why individuals that are hunting in tree stands just don't seem to see many deer at all, or any sometimes. So sometimes when you're hunting with the muzzleloader, it's a good idea to spend a lot less time in the stand. What you want to do is you want to be in the stand less. You want to be moving around, straining some of that area that you're hunting in so that you can get those deer that are bedding down, either jump up and move or see them while they're still laying there. And this means making very little noise when you're in the woods. This means going very slowly, stopping on many occasions and looking around and trying to see where them deer are sitting. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today in the low 20s with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low in the low to mid-teens. Tomorrow, a little breezy, partly cloudy, 36. We'll get to near 40 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
98 Q Country.
Thank you. easy to see she's the perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally, 'cause she got it all.
Putting on a makeup Sun Rider beside me, singing to the radio.
Tim McGraw there at 98Q Country. It's time to jump in and talk a little football, a little sports. We got our guy Mike Clemens, 98Q sports reporter, who's in Detroit at an undisclosed location. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing?
How are you?
Hey, well, that was a heck of a game. That was a heck of a game. Was it as good, as entertaining anyway in person as it looked like on TV anyway?
It was. You know, I think this is probably my 20 or 21st time now of covering the Packers at the Lions in Ford Field. And Detroit, especially in the last 10 years or so, has made quite the transformation. The downtown looks better every year. And then inside the atmosphere of Ford Field and the Lions fans, since Dan Campbell took over, it's now incredible. I mean, the noise inside there, the timing of it, the rhythm, if you will, of the fans, they got there early. I put out a little video like, look at this crazy Lions fan base. You used to see almost 40-50% of the fans wearing green and gold Packers jerseys.
Yeah.
And you could barely find them last night.
Yeah, did the Packer fans infiltrate the stadium? Because I didn't see a lot of green and yellow. Did the Lions fans do a good job of not giving up their tickets this year?
They're coming to the games, Joe.
Okay.
They are coming to the games. They are yelling. Every one of them got their cell phone up. And it's either flashing blue or white, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like a half hour before the game, it's loud and intense, and they're chanting, and it just goes on. And then it's that way through four quarters of the game. Then a weird, very weird thing happened just before the national anthem. I don't know if you heard about this, but Matt LaFleur's on the sidelines. The Packers are introduced. They're standing in the sidelines. And then there's, you know, 100 or so volunteers about to hold a giant American flag across the field before the performance of the national anthem. And Matt LaFleur said there's some guy wearing a Lions jersey, or a Brian Branch, the safety jersey, number 32, and he turns around and he's looking at the Packer players and he's doing the slit your throat signal with his hands, you know, like we're going to cut your throats tonight. And he's yelling some stuff, and LaFleur intervenes and gets his, hey, you know, shut the blank up, dude. You know, and then this guy starts getting into it with LaFleur. Well, then some referees jumped in, actual game referees, and then security came in there. I don't know if the guy was allowed to go back to his assignment of holding the flag or they asked for a remark, but, you know, it really ticked off LaFleur, and who said after the game, I've never had anything like that happen to me. And then the game gets underway. He elects to defer, and, you know, Jared Goff and the Lions, they, you know, slowly march down the field and score a touchdown. I mean, that's not the way it's supposed to work, but,
yeah,
you know, the better unit on the field obviously was the Lions offense. And that's the way, you know, someone said to me, you know, the Lions defense is hurting. I mean, there's 18 players of the Lions on injured reserve now.
Yeah.
13 of them are defensive players. They're bringing guys like Jamal Adams off the street, who played for the Titans for a couple of games and decided to quit. He was a draft pick for the Jets about 8 or 9 years ago, like a first-round draft pick, played for the Seahawks for a while. They signed him and put him on the practice squad. He had a history with Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator, and this guy was in the game last night. I mean, they're bringing up practice squad guys and guys off the street, and yet the defense was able to, you know, challenge Jordan Love. Za'Darius Smith, the former Packer,
yep,
sacks Love on the very first play of the game. And it took a while for the Packers to crawl back into the thing.
Yeah. What was Matt LaFleur so mad about? It? What was it, the two-minute warning? He was just screaming at the ref down there. And Al Michaels on TV was a little confused as to why he was yelling at the ref so much in that. Did you see that?
I don't know. I don't know if that question was asked of him last night. And unfortunately, usually what we do is we have a game, and then the team gets back, and then LaFleur gets in the office, and he watches the game film with the coaches first thing in the morning. And then about 2 or 3 o'clock the next day, which would be later today, he has a press conference. And I just got the email from the team a couple hours ago that he's decided not to talk until Monday. So,
oh, really?
So I'll have to dig out for that one for you.
Yeah, so apparently the NFL doesn't care anything about days off because that was, what, the third game in 12 days, 4-19. That's a crazy stretch for the Packers. And, you know, they're a little banged up, but not crazy, right? Not crazy injuries for them.
No, that's why I thought, you know, that the Packers had the edge in this one. And I think the Packers, as a team, thought, you know, we're going to get them this time. We lost in the rain at Lambeau. They've lost to the Lions now, I think, five of the last six games or so. Dan Campbell has assembled one heck of a Lions team. They're now the new 49ers. The 49ers have been strong. They've got, you know, great backfield motion on their offense. They play tough and physical on defense, and that's now the Detroit Lions with the depth that they've got. And this Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, is the real deal. And some of those plays that he designed last night, they're not too much trickery. It's just enough to sort of do a little eye candy. But, you know, it would be a fake pitch out to the left, and all of a sudden their big tight end, you know, releases off a tackle or something and finds himself wide open. Or they get a matchup like, you know, this Patrick, number 17, he does a little down and out and gets away from Eric Stokes, who's struggled with coverage with the Packers this year, and he's wide open for a touchdown, for a go-ahead touchdown. And the game that went back and forth, the whole thing, the final was 34-31 in favor of Detroit. Detroit's now won 11 games in a row. That's a franchise record for them. They once won 8 games in a row in 1934, 90 years ago, when their head coach's first name was Potsy.
And they played the Acme.
Some guy named Potsy.
And they played the Acme so Packers.
The Lions won with Bobby Lane, a quarterback in the 50s in 1957, an NFL championship. They've never been to a Super Bowl, but, you know, except for the Eagles, the Lions are, you know, by far the best team in the NFC this year.
Well, tomorrow, last night confirmed, and I've been thinking about this for a few weeks, you know who Jordan Love, I think, is a duplicate of? I think that Jordan Love is Russell Wilson. I think it's very similar, that he's not flashy, he doesn't do a lot, but he does, just when you think that he sucks, that he stinks, then he makes some great plays. That's kind of Russell Wilson, isn't it?
Yeah, except Russell, you know, I remember him being really good on his feet.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, you want to make some comparisons. I mean, the way that Aaron Rodgers is truly struggling, I mean, you know, you can't give him any more excuse. He's got Devontae Adams out there.
Yeah.
And he's throwing picks and he's just missing open targets. And at 41, is his career over, or does he need a second chance? Because Russell Wilson, you know, the Seahawks had pretty much given up on him, and so they moved on. And I think Russell wanted to move on as well. He goes to the Broncos. Nathaniel Hackett is his new coach, the former Packers offensive coordinator. He ends up being a horrible game manager and fired in his first season, in season. Then Sean Payton comes in and doesn't want any part of Russell Wilson and trashes him. And so, you know, Russell looked like garbage. Like maybe his career was over.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin brings him into the Steelers. Russell has a calf injury, which, you know, you sort of put in air quotes, really, are you sure, during training camp. And then he, even though they've got a winning record, he replaces Justin Fields. Have you seen Russell Wilson play lately?
Yeah, good.
I mean, his passes are perfect.
Yeah.
They had some slow-mo shots on this Hard Knocks AFC North the other night. You could almost read the commissioner's name as the ball. His passes are perfect spirals to that Pickett kid.
Yeah.
And so I wondered about the same thing about for, you know, Aaron Rodgers, could he resurrect? As for Jordan, yeah, you know, that's something I'll have to think about in terms of, you know, some of the mistakes that he makes and then puts it downfield. I think the Packers made a mistake last night in their play calling that right away they tried to go to deep balls. Because last year it worked for them. There was a huge touchdown to Christian Watson. So then they, you know, second or third down, they would hand off to Josh Jacobs, and he'd get 4 or 5 yards. But then they went back to the pass for their first couple of series. It wasn't until about the third or fourth series that they realized, you know, these we're not going to be able to burn these Lions, even though they've got all these second and third string and practice squad players in the secondary. And so they had to run the football. And that's when they finally started getting some momentum on offense, down 17-7, is with Josh Jacobs in the running game. And that wasn't until later that, you know, that they seemed to be able to get things settled down, help with the pass protection, and give Jordan Love the time that he needed. But I'll tell you, for Za'Darius Smith to sack him on the very first play of the game, that was a huge lift, at least to the fans at Ford Field, you know, if not the Lions in general.
Well, the bad news is the Packers probably aren't going to have a home playoff game, but the good news is the Packers, I think, have proved that they can play with anybody in the NFC. And nobody will overwhelm them.
I think that's a fair assessment. You know, and they didn't get blown out. I mean, this Lions team, in the last couple of games, they were getting up into, you know, scoring 50.
Yeah.
You know, the Lions are a team that part of the way that they're winning is it's 21-3, you know, when you look at the scoreboard or more. And so, you know, the Packers did a good job of going toe-to-toe. And then they came up with a key. I thought this was a momentum swing. Keyshawn Nixon intercepts Jared Goff, who, you know, has been very accurate this year, and gets it down there into the red zone, and then the Packers score and take the lead. And I thought at this point, you know, the Packers were going to be able to keep their foot on the gas and do so. But then Jared Goff comes back, another scoring drive, and then went back and forth right until the very end. Now people are wondering, what the heck is Dan Campbell thinking with its fourth down? You got the ball at the 21-yard line, the Packers' 21-yard line, thanks to a big completion that you made, and the Packers are out of timeouts.
Go for it.
and why don't you just kick your field goal? And Dan Campbell did not want to put Jordan Love and those Packers back on.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd looked at that tape before he got to Detroit when Aaron Rodgers threw the Hail Mary with zeros on the clock. He didn't want to get part of that. So they ran a fourth down and a fourth and one. Jared Goff is going to hand off to their power back, David Montgomery. He falls down and still manages to get the ball into the running back, who goes off to the right-hand side and gets 7 yards, gets a first down. They run another play. Then they kick the field goal with no time left and win the game, and they keep Jordan Love on the bench there for the remainder of the game. You know, Dan Campbell, they call him Dangerous Dan. That's what Tucker Kraft called him. But that's the way these guys – they went on fourth down 5 times.
4 out of 5, yeah.
And got converted 4 of 5. The one time they didn't, the Packers, you know, turned it around and turned it into a touchdown.
Yeah, the difference, Mike, between being the favorite to win the Super Bowl, like the Lions are right now, or everybody questioning whether or not they have what it takes to win, is whether Jared Goff is able to get that ball to the running back as he's falling down. That's the difference, because if he drops that ball and the Packers win the game, the narrative today is, oh, the Lions, they're overrated.
Dan Campbell blew the game,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, would have been that, or at least it would have gone into overtime. All the players we talked to, Josh Jacobs, the running back, Tucker Kraft, the wide receiver, a couple of those guys said, we'll see these guys again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, no, you've already played them twice. No, we'll be back here probably, and we'll play. So I think LaFleur went into that locker room saying to the players, listen, you know, you gave it your best effort. We'll be back here.
Not over yet.
Which meant, you know, these next 4 games you've got to win. And if the, you know, the cards are shuffled out right, we would be back here to play the face the Lions sometime, you know, in
second round or so. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, Mike.
Something to fight for.
All right, Mike, from an undisclosed location in Detroit, and good luck making your way back to Wisconsin there, Mike. We appreciate you taking time.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good weekend, man.
Take care, Mike Clemens. He's actually at his, great, he's in his hotel room in Detroit. And it's so cool to have Mike as a part of our civic media crew because he's in the locker room and he's on the field. I know the last 2 minutes they let everybody on the field, so he's right down there. And he's just got a feel, and I love Mike because he'll just tell you the truth. He doesn't care. He's not like on the shoulder of a player or something. He'll just tell you what's going on.
No, that's, he doesn't gild the lily, as they say. He's very, very direct with that. Yeah. I want to know what the difference would be if I know Mike's feeling is that the deep ball, we went to it too early, but I think I want to know what Mike would have said about the deep ball had Christian Watson not fumbled that first one.
Yeah, exactly.
That hurt. I thought, oh shoot, that could kill the rest of the game. And it was early. That was first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Was that first drive? It was first couple drives, I know, but I thought, oh man, that might be enough to kind of, that could swing the momentum the wrong direction, and that's enough to lose a game in the long run. But they didn't. And there was another deep shot to Watson that worked out. You could what if all day,
the plays were there, and it's going to be a fun run down the stretch here. The Vikings and Packers will play again here before the season's over. The Vikings and Lions will play, and then most likely with all three of those teams in the playoffs, they're going to play each other. Somebody's going to play one of the other teams from the North in the playoffs. It's going to be a fun run here.
Seahawks, Saints, Vikings, Bears, we're coming for you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Gray. We'll have more from the world of sports in just a second here as a part of our twice an hour news and sports update. Let's get to that, and then we'll get to your local birthdays.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An intense search for the suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan. Police have released clear surveillance video of his face.
Sources say he arrived in New York November 24th on a bus that originated in Atlanta. Greyhound saying in a statement, we are fully cooperating with authorities on this active investigation. Police are investigating whether the shooter left the city on a bus after the killing.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Seoul, South Korea. Protesters outside the National Assembly calling on President Yoon Suk-yeol to resign for his botched attempt to impose martial law. An arson attack at a synagogue in Melbourne, Australia. The Australian Prime Minister condemning the anti-Semitic attack. Police are searching for two suspects. This morning's report from the Labor Department showing the U.S. added 227,000 jobs in November. That's more than the 208,000 that analysts expected. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, filling in for Austin Brume. I'm Joel Karnick. We're brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Lots to do this weekend. Red Higgins with his annual charity Christmas concert Saturday night and Sunday. That's at the Medford High School, and that'll benefit the local Legion Post there in Medford. The Phillips Christmas Parade is going on tonight in Phillips. Christmas in the Village in Butternut starts at 9 tomorrow morning. Get your maps and where to go today or tomorrow morning before 9 o'clock at the Village Hall in Butternut. Christmas Bazaar at United Methodist Church in Phillips tomorrow from 11 to 2. And the Cookie Walk is tomorrow from 9 to 11 at the Rock of Ages Church on Highway 70 West in Minocqua. A proposal could alter the high school football postseason in Wisconsin. With more on that story, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin high school football coaches are proposing a drastic reform in how teams qualify for the playoffs. That comes just days after the WIAA admitted it made a mistake in setting this year's playoff field. Two schools, Madison West and Greenfield, were left out of the postseason after the WIAA incorrectly applied a tiebreaker. WIAA executive staff met in person with members of both schools to apologize. Now, the state's Football Coaches Association is proposing a whole new system for playoff qualification, citing a lack of transparency in the WIAA's computerized seating and selection process. The WFCA laid out its plan publicly on December 4th. Coaches will review the plan before voting on whether to forward it to the WIAA on December 13th. If the plan passes a coaches advisory committee, it could be up for a vote on adoption as soon as February at the WIAA's Board of Control meeting and be implemented in time for the 2025 high school football season. You can see the plan and learn more about it on our website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
The Packers lose to the Lions. High from Ford Field in Detroit, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Lions kicking a last-second field goal to win 34-31. It was a back-and-forth game all night. Detroit jumping out to a 17-7 lead. But in the second half, Keyshawn Nixon intercepted a Jared Goff pass, and the Packers offense scored to take the lead. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway and converting that into points. But ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow.
So the Packers are now 9-4, but running back Josh Jacobs, who scored 3 touchdowns, thinks they could face the Lions here in the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to see them again. We're going to see them again. That's the beauty of it all, you know, take these feelings, process them, and go back to work.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College hoops, Marquette hosts Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And the Shawamigan girls get a non-conference win, their second win of the year last night, a 45-43 win over Bruce. The Mellon boys get their season going with a 59-55 win over Northwood last night. Lots of basketball locally, Phillips and Shawamigan, both with home doubleheaders tonight. If you want to go on down and cheer on your local sports teams. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention, first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repair $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one stop for savings and service.
See website for details. Millsap is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Must be 18 years old. Not available in all states.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards. Rent is due. Bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by for a few weeks.
We should do what my brother did. He went to BillsHappen.com and got $3,000 the next day.
With our bad credit, I don't think so.
BillsHappen.com is different. They are one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with all credit types get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope, my brother said it was easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan for up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account the next day. BillsHappen's lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history.
Great news! I went to BillsHappen.com, and we will have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast!
If you need extra cash, go to BillsHappen.com. That's BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com.
Let's do some birthdays, Chairman. Give away a cake. What do you say? Courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Johnny Manziel, the Heisman Trophy winner. Never lived up to the hype, though. He had a few personal issues, too. It was revealed later going into the NFL. I remember I lost all credibility of having any opinion about who any team should draft when I was openly rooting for Johnny Manziel to be drafted by my team, the Purple. Maybe the worst opinion I've ever had, and I lost all credibility. I don't express opinions about drafts anymore because of that. Johnny Manziel, 32 today. Maybe he would have been a Hall of Famer with the Vikings. Maybe. Maybe not. Ryan Kearns, a TV actor from Desperate Housewives and General Hospital, is 42 today. Judd Apatow, the producer, director, writer, is behind such films as Knocked Up, the 40-year-old version. This is 40. 57 for Judd Apatow today. Janine Turner, the actress from TV's Northern Exposure, Strong Medicine, Cliffhanger, 61. Debbie Rowe, The one-time nurse married Michael Jackson, bore two of his children under mysterious circumstances, divorced him, gave up her parenting rights, and then sued him. It's everything a celebrity musician's career is all about. So Debbie Rowe is 66 today. It's quite a resume. Bill Lloyd, the solo ex Foster and Lloyd singer, guitarist, is 69 today. Stephen Wright. I love Stephen Wright's dry comedy. He makes me laugh. One of my favorites. Deadpan stand-up comedian. Stephen Wright is 69 today. My favorite line from him ever is, "I live on a dead-end one-way street." Yeah. Tom Hulce, the Best Actor Oscar nominee for the title role in Amadeus. Oh, I love Amadeus. 71 for Wolfgang. And Nick Bockwinkel, oh, wrestling legend from the AWA days in Minnesota, American Wrestling Association. Oh, Nick Bockwinkel. I hated Nick Bockwinkel. Him and Bobby the Brain Heenan, not good at all. Nick Bockwinkel, born on this day, 1934. He passed back in 2015. He was not a nice man in the wrestling ring. Off the ring, he was probably really nice. Happy birthday to Steph Lofton, who is celebrating a birthday today. That is from your sister Melissa. A lot of local birthdays here today. Happy 86th birthday today to Michaela Radlinger. That is from your... Eighth birthday today. Sorry about that. Well, give or take 80 years, I'm right there. So sorry about that. Eighth birthday for Michaela Radlinger, and that is from your grandpa. And also your mom and dad and the whole crew there, and your brother, Trayton. So Michaela, happy birthday to you today. Couldn't have messed that up anymore, Michaela. My apologies. Happy birthday also to Cassie Makovsky, who is celebrating a birthday today. Mm-hmm. That's from Ron and Marge. It's actually tomorrow, but we'll let you celebrate today. We got a Saturday birthday also for Daniel Harmon. Daniel Harmon. That is from Mom and Dad and the whole crew. Wishing you a happy birthday tomorrow. Let's see. We haven't had this many local birthdays in a long time. A happy second birthday to Isaac. Isaac Zilka. That is from Yaya and Papa. So a happy second birthday celebrating today. And an email came in earlier in the week for Lisa Morgan, who is celebrating a birthday this weekend on Sunday, from a person with your same birthday, a.k.a. Wilma. So happy birthday to you, Lisa Morgan. All right. Now that we've pretty much messed all that up, let's put all the names in the box here and see if we can't get the birthday cake drawing, right? All right. Courtesy of the bakery department at Super One, been giving away a free cake for many, 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 many years. And we're going to give the, appropriately enough, oh, a birthday celebrant tomorrow. Oh, this is Cassie Makovsky. You got yourself a free cake just in time for tomorrow. Cassie Makovsky, congratulations. You got that from the bakery department at Super One right here in Park Falls.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today in the low 20s with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low in the low to mid-teens. Tomorrow, a little breezy, partly cloudy, 36. We'll get to near 40 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
98Q Country.
I was a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was one in 100 billion, a burnout star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. I was a worn out set of shoes, wandering the city street. Another face in the crowd, head looking down, lost in the sound of a lonely melody. Empty pockets and a roulette, always landing on a lost bet. Just live for the spin and hope for the win. Go all in just to lose again. But I came to life when I first kissed you. Never got the chance to touch the sea.
Shaking me all around, I was tuned in, going nowhere. Second wind, Jones and drooling, feeling good if you would. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old third. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. In like Flynn, I was looking for the wind, just trying anything. Hey baby, where you been all my life? I've been looking for someone like you, falling head over heels. Hey, what can I do? Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling in dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway,
t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9 in the big old third. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. And the way I choose, I got nothing to lose. Oh, yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling in dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9 in the big old third.
Goes Josh Grayson, Nothing to Lose at 98Q Country. Tomorrow, Big G is going to be at St. Croix Rods. They've got their big event, a big Christmas sale going on. So go on out there, spin the wheel. Maybe you can win a prize with Big G. And check out all the savings at the gift shop out there just north end of Park Falls, St. Croix Rods. Big G there tomorrow, 9:30 to 12:30. Birthday wishes. Dan Humman is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. So, Dan, I want to make sure we get that birthday wish out and clear to you. Hope you have a great birthday. Happy birthday to you, your family there. We've got you got the weekend off. Well, if you want to root against the Vikings, I guess you could do that. Sunday they're playing. Who are the Vikings playing this weekend? I forget. Seven, a total brainwash. So you could cheer against the Vikings this Sunday if you want to. But as far as the Packers go. You've got nothing. Packers will be off until a week from Sunday night, when they will travel to take on the Seattle Seahawks, not Russell Wilson. He's now in Pittsburgh, so it'll be the Seattle Seahawks in a Sunday night game. So, I mean, if you still want to watch some NFL action this weekend, there's a few intriguing games. Oh, Kirk Cousins and the Falcons are coming back to Minnesota to take on the Minnesota Vikings. So Falcons at Vikings Sunday. That's a noon game. If you do want to tune in and cheer against the purple, because right now the Packers would be cheering against the Vikings to try to maybe move up a spot in the wild card seating. I'm not sure that'll make a whole lot of difference. Baders is one of our featured businesses of the month. They've got their special 12 days of Christmas sale starting next week. Be sure to like their Facebook page and go to BaderSportsCenter.com. But like that Facebook page because they're going to put up daily specials for the 12 days of Christmas starting this coming Wednesday, I believe it is. Bader Sports Center, they're right on Highway 13, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Let's take a moment to chat with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield. All the snow is here, Pete. The car may need a little service work to keep it going. That service department, you guys have been staying busy around here, Pete, right?
Absolutely. It's not too late. We got many, many discounts that you can take advantage of this month. For the home of the $39.85 oil change, make sure you give us a call.
If the car is chugging or sliding a little bit because the tires aren't very good, maybe the alignment's off. That's what you guys do, right? Get that car.
You know what, Joel? I think it's time. Give us a call today and get those discounts off those tires before they're gone next month.
Yeah, they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there, your beautiful facility there in Fifield. What's your number down there, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
From a basic oil change, Pete, which you got a great price on, to major work, you guys can help them out, right?
Hey, when it comes to brakes, tires, alignment, all the mechanics are master certified. They're ready to fix your vehicle.
Wheelway in Fifield, schedule your service appointment today at Wheelway in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Join me, Big G, from 9AQ Country, the St. Clair Rod Holiday Showcase next Saturday, December 7th. I'll be broadcasting live from 9:30 to 12:30 at the St. Clair Rod Factory Store on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Spin the 9AQ Country prize wheel for great prizes, enjoy free fishing seminars, and grab complimentary cider and snacks. Santa arrives at noon, plus kids can enjoy complimentary lure painting and get festive stocking grab bags. Don't miss one-day deals during the 7 days of Christmas sale. Details at St. Clair Rod. FactoryStore.com.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
98Q Country.
We'll be right back.
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods.